Brandon Lang is a sports handicapper, and you may know him from the movie
The Greatest Handicapper.
The
Handicap. Hello.
Two for the Money is the movie with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey plays you in a movie, Brandon. I'm sure you approved, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what. But people ask me that question all the time. What did that do for me? I'm 55. My wife's 45. She looks 25. She's Asian. She's Filipino. They don't age, guys. I don't know if it's miso soup or the white rice. But you Google Brandon Lang's wife right now. You Google Brandon Lang's wife. I outkick my coverage from Columbus to South Beach. I'm so proud of my league with my wife. I got the bald spot going in my crown. I got to use that spray every morning when we go out so guys aren't pointing going, God, what's that girl doing with that guy? But I'll tell you what. All I got to do is walk in that bedroom and say, close your eyes, honey. Here comes Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right, all right. So, boys, that's it. That's all it did.
And it is on. The website is BrandonLang.com. And, Brandon, when your book came out 10 years or so ago, I think we had you on the show back then.
I think we did.
We talked about Muirfield Village,
what a great track that is.
Yeah.
And we talked about Ted Treba, who was, of course, from Columbus, three-time All-American Ohio State, PGA player, is my best friend, and talked about a lot of good things. I remember that.
Well, yesterday morning we were going over some of the early Super Bowl prop bets, and you're the, you know, greatest living handicapper here. Should people bet prop bets, or are those just for fools?
Just have fun.
Yeah.
They put a cap on what you can bet. Some places $100 is the cap, some places $500. But I always say just have fun with prop bets. You know, some of the good ones are who scores first. Will the first score be a touchdown or a field goal? Always bet the over-under with the national anthem so you have a little bet going, get the juices flowing early. Do the coin toss always. You want, when that coin goes up in the air, it's like when the dealer's got a 10 showing and she's flipping over that next card, that little goosey feeling you get when you got a big bet there sitting on 19 and she's got a 10 showing. So always do the coin toss. Do who you think's going to be the MVP. Go over-under interceptions with your quarterback. Just, you know, have some fun with it. Don't try to get rich.
You know, the NFL has come out, and they I saw it this week where they want to get rid of prop bets. I believe they teamed up with Caesars. They're like the official NFL betting headquarters. Could the NFL, with their ties to Caesars, actually get rid of prop bets, or is that just wishful thinking?
Nice try, Roger. Nice try, you hypocritical parasite. You're never going to get rid of betting, and you're never going to get rid of prop bets. And Roger keeps trying to, listen, if you couldn't bet on football, they wouldn't be building stadiums. They'd be building bleachers. It's so funny to watch Goodell set back and try to keep fighting it and keep fighting it. And you watch, when Adam Silver gets kiosks at NBA arenas, those NFL owners see how much money those NBA owners are making, they're going to go to Raj and say, hey, Raj, time to get the program, pal. You watch. It's going to happen.
I believe you as well. It's the greatest living handicapper. I'm with Torgan Elliott this morning. It's Brandon Lang. Last I saw, the Patriots, 1.5-point favorites.
Not three now.
Is it three?
It was Rams minus one, and now it's shifted to Patriots like minus 2.5, 3.
Yeah, yesterday here in Vegas, Michael Gaughan, who owns the South Point, which is a great property, by the way, he'll walk into his casino and say, listen, all drinks are $2 today. He does it all the time. He's a great, great owner. They got a restaurant there called Michael's, which was his restaurant at the Barbary Coast. It's now at South Point. He moved it to three yesterday. He was the only casino in town to move it to three. As soon as he moved it to three, he got about $40,000 in Rams action, and then he moved it back down to 2.5 at the end of the day. He just did it to see how many people in town would get over to his casino and bet the Rams. And they did. And they moved it back down to 2.5 where it sits right now. I'll throw some numbers out your way for your listeners.
All right.
Just so they can kind of process what the right side of the game that the numbers tell us. Now, the Patriots are 5-3 straight up in the Super Bowl, but they're 3-5 against the spread. They've only covered three Super Bowls. They covered as a dog versus the Rams, and then they beat Seattle and Atlanta. All right, they beat Carolina, Philadelphia by three when they were laying 4.5. They lost to the Giants by three, the Giants by three, and the Eagles by eight, which coincidentally was the worst defense that Belichick had ever brought to the Super Bowl last year. They were ranked 27th in total defense. They gave up 41 points to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I've gone 8-0 against the spread with or against the New England Patriots. The question is always the same. If you think that the Rams can get there with their front four and they can play seven behind it, then you go with the Rams. If you think Brady's going to have time to throw, you go with the Patriots. It's the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl all over again. You got a great experienced defensive coordinator in Wade Phillips, Steve Spagnuolo, great defensive coordinator who owned the Patriots twice. So that's kind of where you start in handicapping the Super Bowl.
Well, how much?
Numbers.
Oh, go ahead.
Numbers for you. Rams coach Sean McVay, 10-0 straight up, 8-2 against the spread on the road versus team that were an underdog in their previous game, which were the Patriots. Super Bowl favorites of 5 points or less that had a bye to start the playoffs are 2-10 straight up and against the spread, including 0-5 against the spread if they were a dog in their previous game, which the Patriots were. Teams that scored 100 or more points in their last three games heading into the Super Bowl and scored 36 or more in their last game, 0-5 against the spread since 1980. And are you ready for the river card, the ace on the river? Teams that went to the teams that lost the Super Bowl the previous year and get back to the Super Bowl, boys, 0-5.
Wow. Wow. So that's, do you take into account, and I know the numbers are there, but if you look at the, you know, Brady not sacked last week, and I believe I read somewhere where his offensive line graded out to like where 92% of the plays he wasn't even hurried. Do you add something like that into your equation?
I do, but isn't it amazing as we sit here right now talking on the phone how the narrative changed? The narrative changed in the Patriot game to 54 seconds to go. Brady throws his pick off Gronk's hands. It's his third interception of the game. The Chiefs win 28-24. They're going to the Super Bowl. Brady's numbers, 3 interceptions, 1 in the end zone. The defense gave up 28 points in the second half. He only scored 10 points in the second half, and they blew a 14-0 lead. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, Brady choked. It's over. It's over. It's over. Oh, wait. D Ford's offsides.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He gets called off death row. He gets a pardon from the governor and takes him on 2 touchdown drives, both, by the way, without Chris Jones of the Chiefs, the big guy in the middle who was out with a sprained knee. And the narrative changes to Brady's the greatest, Belichick's the greatest, the Patriots are the greatest, they're going to the Super Bowl, they're great, because D. Ford made them great. Isn't it amazing how that little narrative changed from so negative to so what I'm saying is, everything Brady did after the neutral zone penalty should never have happened. It was irrelevant. And I think people are betting what they saw on those last two drives. Why the line opened up, Rams -1 and currently at Patriots -2.5.
So you like the Rams?
No, I don't like the Rams because it's so hard going against Brady at that number. Remember, when they were laying 2.5 against Seattle, they covered. When they laid 2.5 against Atlanta, they covered. So the 2.5 number. When the number's been over 3, they haven't covered. All
okay.
5 Patriots Super Bowl wins. Here you go, guys. All 5 Patriots Super Bowl wins have been by 3 points. They get to the Super Bowl because they're not necessarily the best team, but they're the best coach team. So I'm sitting back, letting the public keep betting this number. If I can get 3, 3.5, I'm probably lean towards the Rams. But if it sets at 2.5, I'm going to be tempted to take Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And listen, just saying those two names is like Fonzie not being able to say wrong on Happy Days.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. They're just, it's hard.
And you know what? And you could go to BrandonLang.com, everyone, and check out his website. You know what? With Belichick, though, and the Rams run that bootleg better than anyone, I got a feeling Belichick's going to have something dialed up for that play.
Yeah, you can say all that at the end of the day, but I think what people aren't given credit here is everybody wants to talk about the pass interference penalty. No one's talking about the previous Rams possession when Goff had his face mask wrapped, which would have turned second and goal at the 3 to first and goal at the 2.
Yeah.
So they probably score a touchdown there, and it's 24-20 rather than 20-20, and then the narrative changes on the next Saints drive when they need a touchdown instead of a field goal. The pass interference penalty probably never happened. So before saying the Rams don't deserve to be there, just take a step back and say, for Jared Goff to go in there with that crowd noise and perform the way he did down 13-0, people just think that Sean McVay's not going to be ready to go in 2 weeks. I'm telling you something. That guy's dangerous, boys. He is dangerous.
I think we got to have you on more often, man.
And we got to let you go so we can Google your wife.
Google her. You'll love it. You'll be like, wow, Lang equals lucky.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Lang. Thanks,
man.
Buddy.
All right, guys. Be good. Enjoy the game.
Take care.